From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Some people will do a lot for sushi, and so apparently will some bacteria. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a Japanese microbe that actually altered its genes in order to feast on an ancient version of the maki roll.
Say you're a bacterium. You're living in some person's gut. It's dark, no oxygen, really crowded.
You're actually in a community that consists of somewhere around 10 to 100 trillion residents.
Justin Sonnenberg is a microbiologist at Stanford. He says the gut is a place of great opportunity and even greater competition.
It's constantly perfused with food that we, the human host, are eating. And so the key there is to really battle for these nutrients.
That means consuming anything that comes down the pipe. To do that, gut bacteria have acquired bits of genetic code that let them produce lots of different digestive enzymes. But what if one day your human host started eating something totally different? Sonnenberg says that's probably what happened about 40,000 years ago when people first arrived in what is now Japan.
The humans started consuming a new dietary substrate, in this case seaweed, and therefore the bacteria in the gut had an incentive, if you will, to now access carbohydrate substrates that were present in the seaweed.
But they couldn't. They didn't have the genetic code to make the right enzyme. So how did they solve the problem? That might still be a mystery if it weren't for a group of scientists studying a bacterium that lives in the ocean. Jan Hendrik Heyman from the University of Victoria in Canada says this bacterium is often found on a type of red seaweed.
It's a seaweed that when you eat sushi and you eat maki rolls, this is the one.
It's called nori. And when Heyman tested some of the genes from this bacterium, he found that, as expected, they made special enzymes to break down nori. Once the team knew what genes to look for, they started to poke around in genetic databases to see how many other bacteria carried the same genes. Not surprisingly, nearly all of those bacteria lived in the ocean.
Except one that was in a human gut bacterium. And this human gut bacterium was extracted from Japanese individuals.
The team immediately realized what must have happened. When people in Japan began eating seaweed with their rice and fish, they ingested some bacteria from the ocean. And as these ocean bacteria passed through the intestine, they exchanged bits of genetic code with the gut bacteria. Bacteria actually do this sort of gene transfer all the time. Heyman says it provides them with a sort of evolutionary overdrive.
This can happen really quickly. I mean, we do it in the lab every day within a minute.
So a bacterium that can't digest nori one day can the next. This sort of digestive evolution has probably helped humans adapt to lots of new environments and lots of new foods. Unsurprisingly, bacteria in North American guts don't have the genes to break down seaweed. And Heyman says they probably never will, even if sushi becomes a staple in North America. That's because these days, seaweed is roasted before it's used to wrap a maki roll. So the bacteria are dead long before they reach your gut. Justin Sonnenberg says that's the case for most of what we eat these days.
We're undergoing a tremendous experiment right now. We're consuming a lot of really highly processed, calorie-dense food that's incredibly sterile, so they lack the microbial reservoirs for these gene transfer events.
Sonnenberg says that could be a problem for us humans. Bacteria help us digest new foods, modulate our immune systems, and even ward off some diseases. The study appears in the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.